3. The upset. No politician could devote as many evenings to poker and whiskey as had Henry Clay and expect a decorous presidential campaign. Washington was a tight community, and even those who had no personal memory of Clay wagering a hotel in a game of cards or gleefully smashing $120 worth of crystal glasses and decanters at the close of a particularly wild party back in the 1820s knew his reputation for fun and frolic full well. His friends rightly protested that the sage of Ashland had mellowed in his old age. Harriet Martineau, a 36-year-old British social critic renowned on both sides of the Atlantic for her astute observations, asserted in 1838 that Clay's moderation is now his most striking characteristic, obtained, no doubt, at the cost of prodigious self-denial on his own part. She marveled at his truly noble mastery of his passions. That mastery went only so far. Clay still liked to drink, and that fact alone was enough to raise questions about his self-control among the many religious Americans who had sworn off intoxicating beverages in the previous decade. And Clay had a reputation to contend with. Stories circulated, not all of them false, that when drunk, Clay would lose his temper, slip into self-pity, and display a range of behaviors that were decidedly unmanly and unbecoming in a statesman of his stature. The stresses of presidential campaigns brought out his worst. Not long before the 1840 convention, Clay had famously declared, "I would rather be right than be president." But when told that the war hero Harrison had been chosen as the Whig nominee over himself, he reportedly vented his rage in a drunken tirade that astounded observers. Screaming, cursing, shaking his fists, Clay proclaimed that, "My friends are not worth the powder and shot it would take to kill them." 4 years later, no expense was spared in the attempt to kill Clay's candidacy. Polk supporters lingered over Clay's heroic gambling, creative profanity, and drinking binges, and they greatly exaggerated his duels and Sabbath breaking. Democratic processions carried banners.